Chapter 10. Then Samuel took the vial of oil and poured it on his head, and kissed him, and said, "Has not the Lord anointed you to be ruler over his people Israel? And you shall rule over the people of the Lord, and you shall save them out of the hand of their enemies all around. And this shall be the sign to you that the Lord has anointed you to be ruler over his inheritance. When you have departed from me today, then you shall find two men by Rachel's tomb, in the territory of Benjamin at Zelzah, and they will tell you, 'The donkeys which you went to seek have been found, and look, your father has stopped caring about the donkeys, and is anxious for you, saying, "What shall I do for my son?" Then you shall go on forward from there, and you shall come to the oak of Tabor, and three men shall meet you there going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three young goats, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine, and they will greet you and give you two wave offerings of bread, which you shall accept from their hand. After that you shall come to Gibeath-Elohim, where the Philistine garrison is. And it shall happen, when you have come there to the city, that you shall meet a band of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery, and a tambourine, and a pipe, and a harp, before them, and they will be prophesying, and the Spirit of the Lord will come mightily on you, and you shall prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man. Let it be, when these signs have come to you, that you do as occasion shall serve you, for God is with you. You shall go down before me to Gilgal, and look, I will come down to you, to offer burnt offerings, and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offerings. You shall wait 7 days, until I come to you, and show you what you shall do." It was so, that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs happened that day. And he went from there to Gibeah, and look, a band of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came mightily on him, and he prophesied among them. It happened, when all who knew him before saw that, look, he prophesied with the prophets, then the people said one to another, "What is this that has come to the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" One of the same place answered, "Who is their father?" Therefore it became a proverb, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" When he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place. Saul's uncle said to him and to his servant, "Where did you go?" He said, "To seek the donkeys." When we saw that they were not found, we came to Samuel. Saul's uncle said, "Please tell me what Samuel said to you." Saul said to his uncle, "He told us plainly that the donkeys were found. But concerning the matter of the kingdom, of which Samuel spoke, he did not tell him." Samuel called the people together to the Lord to Mizpah, and he said to the children of Israel, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all the kingdoms that oppressed you. But you have this day rejected your God, who himself saves you out of all your calamities and your distresses, and you have said, 'No, set a king over us.' Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes, and by your thousands." So Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near, and the tribe of Benjamin was taken. He brought the tribe of Benjamin near by their families, and the family of the Matrites was taken. And he brought the family of the Matrites near man by man, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. But when they looked for him, he could not be found. Therefore they asked of the Lord further, "Is there a man yet to come here?" The Lord answered, "Look, he has hidden himself among the baggage." They ran and fetched him there, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward. Samuel said to all the people, "You see him whom the Lord has chosen, that there is none like him among all the people?" All the people shouted, and said, "Let the king live." Then Samuel told the people the regulations of the kingdom, and wrote it on a scroll, and laid it up before the Lord. Samuel sent all the people away, every man went to his place. Saul also went to his house to Gibeah, and there went with him the valiant men, whose hearts the Lord had touched. But certain worthless fellows said, "How shall this man save us?" So they despised him, and brought him no present. Now Nahash, king of the Ammonites, was severely oppressing the Gadites and the Reubenites. He put out the right eye of all of them, and he would not allow anyone to rescue Israel. Not one was left of the children of Israel beyond the Jordan whose right eye Nahash, king of the Ammonites, did not put out, except for 7,000 men who had escaped from the Ammonites and went to Jabesh-Gilead.